Now, Australia is, of course, quite an affluent country. Many of us are fortunate enough to live comfortably or, by world standards, even quite luxuriously. And the downside of all of this is our tendency to wildly overconsume. Now, in Australia, we produce around, and get ready for this, 64 million tonnes of rubbish a year, chucking out mountains of good food, clothing and electronics as we pursue the latest fashions and gadgets. Now, over 10 years ago, two economists, Clive Hamilton and Richard Dennis, penned the book Affluenza to describe this destructive culture of consumption. Now, Richard Dennis, who's chief economist at the Australia Institute, has returned to the topic with a new book, Curing Affluenza, How to Buy Less Stuff and Save the World. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, what is exactly affluenza?
Look, affluenza is often described as the desire to spend money you don't have to buy things you don't need to impress people you don't know. But in the book, I try to go up a level and say, look, really, this is a culture. We've, for the first time in 7,000 years of recorded history, for the first time we've created a culture where the idea that buying things and then throwing them away, even though they're perfectly functional, is a good idea. Indeed, we've actually gone so far as to tell ourselves that in order to make the economy strong, we should waste enormous amounts of stuff. And as an economist, you know, I find it pretty odd that the idea that the way to create wealth is by wasting things. It's never really made a lot of sense.
Is this a modern issue, though? I mean, we look back at history and we think that we're often shocked by what we read, but is this a modern issue?
Look, it is. I mean, symbolism and buying things or making things for symbolic reasons has been with us since recorded history. You know, my favourite example is, of course, the codpiece, which doesn't date so well. But in 100 years' time, in 200 years' time, when people look back on the way that we as a society literally spend billions of dollars on exercise bikes we didn't use and shoes we never wore and indeed food that we threw straight in the bin, I think history will judge us as comically as we judge others. But big picture, the point I make in the book is not that we should feel guilty about having sufficient income to waste. The point I make is that the way we spend our money, the choices we make, really have an enormous impact on the shape of our economy. And, you know, for example, I had my first breakfast in a cafe in 1994. I made it through my whole childhood without ever once going out for breakfast. But as our society now has embraced cafe culture, we spend tens of billions of dollars. We create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And we do far less harm to the environment having smashed avocado than we do importing stuff made in a factory overseas and then burying it in a hole in the ground.
In the book, you do identify a bit of a difference between two words, which I've got to admit I've often used very interchangeably, not being an economist, consumerism and materialism.
Yeah, look, I used the words interchangeably myself until I sat down to write the book. And I think it's a really interesting distinction. So what I'm saying in the book is that consumerism we need to think of as the love of buying things, the act of consumption, the going to the shop and the thrill of the purchase. And materialism is the love of the object itself, the material thing. Now, if you love your material objects, if you love your bike, if you love your boots, if you love your sunglasses, you wouldn't throw something you love out when a cuter model comes along. You wouldn't throw something you love out when a cooler model comes along. So what I'm saying is, look, it's fine. Indeed, it's great that you love your stuff. But if you love it, repair it, maintain it, and when you've run out of use for it, help it find a new home. Don't just chuck it in the bin. So, yeah, it's a bit shocking for some people to hear me say this, but I think if we're going to reduce the harm we do to the natural environment, we actually need to embrace materialism and love the few things that we love, not just permanently be on the search for some new stuff that we throw away when it gets boring.
And potentially we've seen a little bit of a social movement towards that with the idea of free cycling or even, you know, repair cafes where people are learning to extend the lifespan of, well, you know, the sort of consumer goods which are normally chucked away. But I've got to say we're combating a very big machine that tells us to buy, buy, buy.
Absolutely, and you know, to some extent, why I wrote the book was to not just not legitimize, but to help explain the incredibly important role that that free cycling, that the repair culture, the tinkering culture, how important this is for our society and for our economy, because we've been told, as you said, for decades that the way to be a good citizen, the way to help the economy, is to go waste money buying things we don't need. The economic point that I make in the book is that every dollar that we don't waste in the mall, every $1,000 that we don't spend on Christmas presents people won't use, is $1,000 that we can spend learning a language, employing a math tutor for our kids, or going out and having that smashed avocado. And this idea that buying stuff and burying it in the ground helps the economy, but spending money on the service sector doesn't, is ridiculous. We'll create far more jobs and better jobs if we shift our spending away from imported stuff and into services and repair and all those things that we once knew how to do.
Where does that shift away from affluenza begin? Are we looking at personal responsibility? Do we need government regulation? Do we need, I don't know, a shutdown of every business around Australia? How do we do it?
Yeah, I don't think we need to shut down every business. No, because this is important. What we need is we want more businesses that are good at doing the things we want more of, and we need less businesses that are good at doing things we want less of. So we've talked so much for decades about the size of the economy. What I talk about in the book is that we need to focus on the shape of the economy. That is, we need to make more of the things we want more of. Growth in renewable energy is good. Growth in public transport is good. Growth in the health and education sector is good. I want to see those sectors grow. But I don't want to see new coal mines built in Australia. And it's not because I don't want the Australian economy to grow. It's because I don't want the coal industry to grow because it's linked to climate change and human health problems that I'm worried about. So the point of the book is not to say shut down capitalism, shut down every business tomorrow. It's to say if we spend our money on the things that we want more of, we'll get more of them. And it's not just personal. If we vote for governments that promise to spend more money on public services that we want more of, we'll get more of those too. Sydney used to have trams. We ripped them up. We ripped them up so that we could have more cars. That decision had an enormous impact, not just on the shape of Sydney's economy, but the shape of the city itself. So policy matters, individual decisions matter. It's not either or, it's both.
Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Richard Dennis, Chief Economist at the Australia Institute, the author of Curing Affluenza, How to Buy Less Stuff and Save the World. Links up if you want to find more at 2SER.com.